قرآن كويست. Yes, please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Just to all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, the program where we study the verses of the Quran one by one. And to help us with our questions, we have the always energetic Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much for coming to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So, Sheikh Habib, we are on chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary, and we arrive on verse 27. So let's listen to verses 27 from this chapter onwards, and we'll be back for our discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فأتت به قومها تحمله، قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا.
Then she brought him to her people, carrying him. They said, O Mary, you have certainly done a thing unprecedented.
يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا.
O sister of Aaron, your father was not a man of evil, nor was your mother unchaste.
فأشارت إليه، قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا.
So she pointed to him. They said, how can we speak to one who is in the cradle, a child?
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verse 27 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, which is a chapter Mary. So the first verse says, then carrying him, she brought him to her people. This is about Jesus. They said, O Mary, you have certainly come up with an odd thing. Can you explain to us about the word Fariya here, which is the Arabic and has been translated as an odd thing?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The word فريه really, yeah, does come, it has one of the meanings of odd, what we call in Arabic عجيب, or something, you know, like
strange,
out of the norm. And it also can mean something phenomenal, but like in a negative way, if there's a precise word in the English language for it, like something disastrous, right? Like something very disastrous. Something,
so it's a very strong word.
Yeah. It really is a strong word, like, because imagine the situation. She's holding a baby. She's known for her modesty. She's known for being pious. And all of a sudden, she's holding a baby that's hers. And, like, they understood, like, that's hers, of course, the way she was holding him. And, like, you know, just imagine the situation. Picture it. Like, of course, like a normal person. Like, this holy person? Seriously? You did something huge.
And then the next verse says, O sister of Aaron, your father was not an evil man, nor was your mother unchaste. Which is basically now they're presenting why they're shocked.
Yeah.
The obvious question here is, though, why are they calling her the sister of Aaron? Mm. I mean, did Mary actually have a brother called Aaron?
We have this a lot in the Arabic language, as well as the language that Mary and Zachariah used to talk. Anyway, it was available at that time, that during their language, and it's also available in the Arabic language. That, for example, when you see someone, I could call you Akhul Arab, Ya Akhul Arab, which means that you're an Arabic person. And, for example, I could state that...
to translate that, so Akhul Arab means brother of Arab.
Yeah, the brother of Arab. Or, for example, I could say the brother of Hatem, Akhu Hatem, which is really, you know, stating or meaning that you are the brother of Hatem, and Hatem is well known for what? For his generosity, for his kindness.
So you're brother in type.
You're a brother in type. Yeah, you're like Hatem in his kindness. Right, so we have that a lot. We have that a lot in the Arabic. Also from the tribes, we say that he is from this tribe. We say that Ahu or Ukhut Fulan. And thus, the meaning here is that you are the sister of Harun, which means that like you are Harun or Aaron. And who is Aaron here? They state that Aaron here is one of the worshippers of Bani Israel, well known for being pious, well known for being zin. And modest.
So it's unexpected. You are from the type that is very modest. Of all the people, nobody would expect you to have
some. Yes.
Thanks, that was a very nice explanation. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 19, chapter Mary. We arrive on verse 29, which reads, "Thereat she pointed to him," which is Jesus. They said, "How can we speak to one who is yet a baby in the cradle?"
And this really just shows, like, the story moving on, like, you know, where she was in fear and entering what she was afraid of, and then, you know, fighting it off, really, actually, just, you know, entering what you fear. Like, if you're afraid of something, just go ahead and do it. Like, for example, you're afraid to go into the dark, just go to the dark.
And then nothing will happen. Yeah. And then the thing here is that our impression up to now was that this confrontation happened as soon as Mary entered the city. They saw him. They saw Jesus in her laps. But it's saying that, they're saying that how can we talk to a baby in the cradle, which seems to imply that it wasn't as soon as she entered the city. She's probably had some time to put her in a cradle, put Jesus in a cradle, and then this discussion would happen.
Again, this really goes back to the understanding of the Quran, then translating it. The word mahad really comes from the place of comfort for the baby. Place of comfort for the baby. The place of comfort could be where? The hands of the mother. It could be on the floor. Like my daughter likes to sleep on the floor. She doesn't like to sleep, for example, on the hand. It could be a different place, right? And what is meant here is the hands of Mary, as the interpreter state. She was in his hand, and they call it al-mahad for that reason. It's the place where the baby is, feels comfortable in.
Some people point out to such questions, and they raise the question of an error in the Quran. How can we convince them that we're not just justifying it, but this is indeed the actual answer?
Really just going ahead and looking at the definition of the word. The usage of the in the Arabic language. And I really love the fact that we have a companion of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, which is al-Khalil al-Farahidi. And he has the book Al-Ayn. The first, you could call it the first book made precisely for like a dictionary in the Arabic language. And it's very useful, it's very easy, and it's something that you could go ahead and review. You want us to, we're talking Arabic here. The Arabs at the time were capable of, you know, talking and answering and telling them that, well, how could you state that? But no one stated it. What did they do? They went into war with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I think it would be much easier to, you know, open a dictionary and, you know, answer the Prophet than to start a war with them.
So what you're saying is that if this was an error, the people would have stated it because they were in a very serious polemic with the Prophet.
The Arabs at the end of the day, they're the ones that know their language better than anyone else.
So that kind of answers the next question, but nevertheless, why wouldn't God just say the exact explicit word? Like the Israelis said, how can we speak with him while he's in your lap? Instead of using a word like cradle that can cause this misconception.
Yeah.
So go back to the artistic feature of the Quran, or is there any other reason? We'll have to go for a break. But just before that, the question that I want to ask after the break is that why couldn't God use the exact word which he intends? Like the Israelis said, how can we speak to one who is yet a baby in your lap, instead of using the word cradle? Is it the artistic feature of the Quran or something else? I'll ask you that after the break, so don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 29 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. We're talking about the fact that when the Israelites saw Jesus and Mary pointed to Jesus, implicating that whatever question you have, ask the child, they said, how can we speak to one who is yet a baby in the cradle? And you explained that cradle means anywhere of comfort, which may as well have been.
Of course, I just want to add to this that Al-Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir al-Mizan states what he believes actually, that no, she might have went home and she put the baby in the cradle.
So it could have literally,
mean cradle, yeah. And really when you look at that, you know, that aspect, we have like this rule that the interpretation only the Prophet or the Imam alayhi salam can give us the true interpretations, the true meanings to these words, and even deeper meanings and whatnot. Thus, we really are, you know, in loss from this because of the ghaib of our Imam.
Yeah, and so what I wanted to ask was that why wouldn't God explicitly use a word where there won't be such misunderstandings? Is it the artistic feature of the Quran or something else?
Yeah, those who claim, not like Allama Tabatabai, because Allama Tabatabai, I think it's a clear answer. Those who claim that it was in the hands of Mary, really, yeah, they're like portraying this picture. They're stating that the Quran is portraying this picture that Jesus was so comfortable, like how the baby was, is usually so comfortable, like he's sleeping in his own bed and in the hands of his mother. Uh-huh. And that really just signs off that, yeah, that is her son. It really is just emphasizing the fact that, yeah, that is her son. Because usually a baby stays calm where? Between the hands of his mother or father or whatnot.
Oh, so again, it's a topic of translations, not transferring the depth of the meaning. Mm-hmm. In such cases where you say, like, Allama Tabatabai believes that she might have actually gone to her house and put Jesus in the cradle, actually means her lap. Can we refer to the biblical version of these stories and see what they believe and use that to interpret this verse? Would that be appropriate?
In some manners, yes. In some manners, not. But of course, we have to have like this asl, or, you know, the
foundation.
The foundation, you could say. The foundation is what the Quran revealed to us as Muslims. I'm talking as a Muslim. You take the Quran as the foundation. You go ahead and review the Bible, for example, the New Testament. I don't know, Old Testament, doesn't matter, right? Where the story is. And you check it out. You see what the Quran really replaced, and could be details for the Quran, for example, in some situations. One can use it, but it's not going to be like, you know, something like a harsh proof on another Muslim. It could be something to, you know,
it can just be as further corroboration.
Yeah.
If you can prove that this is not a deviated part of
yeah.
that. All right. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for your explanations in this program. If you guys missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest, and you will find us there where you can download an archive of all our episodes uploaded for you there. Until next week, from me and the whole team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن هذا القرآن
you